Welcome to the How I Scaled Service podcast. I'm Caitlin Stremple, founder and CEO of Rising Ranks Digital. We help service-based businesses get to the top of their industry by getting found online. We believe that you have a message that someone needs to hear, and that message can impact the world. Are you interested in becoming our next podcast guest? Stick around to the end and we'll tell you how you can do just that. Enjoy the show.
Welcome back to How I Scale Service Podcast. I'm your host, Genesis Amaris Kemp, and today with me is Lisa Ann Pickerton. She's going to tell us all about her business, how she got started, as well as answer some questions I'm sure you're eager to know so you can learn how to scale your business up. Welcome, Lisa. Tell us a little bit about who you are and the name of your business.
Hi, thank you for having me. This is fun. Lisa Ann Pinkerton. I am the founder and CEO of Technica Communications, which is a full service PR and marketing firm focused exclusively on companies that are within the energy transition. So solar, EV charging companies, battery companies, companies that are helping us take us as a society into a new way of using energy that is cleaner and more efficient.
I love that. I kind of just chuckled because I spent 12 years in oil and gas and energy. So as you're talking about taking it from a new way to cleaner energy, I kind of just chuckled there. And so how did you come up with the name of your business and what does it mean if there is a meaning behind it?
Oh, okay. Well, that's actually a really good story. Before I started PR, I was an environmental science reporter for NPR and PBS. And I did that for about 10 years. And I recognized, okay, these companies need a lot of help. And one story, even if it's for me, even if it is on PBS or NPR, isn't going to change their world. They need a lot of those stories. So that's why I went into public relations. And I worked at this big agency for a while and recognized, you know, I think we could do better. There's a gap in the market. Let's fill this gap with something a little, you know, something that then became Technica Communications. So my boyfriend, Julian Adler, well, he's my fiance now, but he was my boyfriend at the time. And he's a business coach and leadership trainer. So he was helping me build this business and we needed a name. And he said, well, how about Technica? And I'm like, okay. Yeah. I mean, we can put that on the, let's put that on the maybes pile of names. And then I was taking his advice and reaching out to people that I had interviewed previously to see if anybody would hire me to do their PR. And one company called me back and I had this conversation with them. I remember it was a Friday afternoon in the San Francisco Bay Area. And I had no job at that time, by the way, because I, with the whole, Great Recession situation, I had been laid off like a lot of people. And so I was starting Technica while, in this little rut, if you will. And so I'm talking to this guy on the phone and he's like, okay, well, tell me about your business. And I said, well, it's called Technica and this is what we do. And then I got off the phone with him and then I called Julian. I was like, okay, I picked Technica. I told somebody the company's name was Technica. So now we need a website.
I love that. And congratulations too, from converting him from a boyfriend to a fiance, or however you would say it. You may say it differently. And shout out to you for not having FOMO. You did not allow did not have the fear of missing out. And Technica was probably fresh on your mind since your better half gave it to you. And then you're like, it's Technica. And
you just I had no other ideas. I just wanted the business. I didn't care what the name was. But I did. I like it because it's a future. It's kind of has a futuristic ring to it, but it still encompasses, you know, tech in general. Like I know some people who are also working in this space. And they have companies that use terms like clean tech or sun or solar or things that are a bit more specific to the energy transition. And for me, I didn't want us to be limited, even though the energy transition is definitely where it's at for us. I wanted a name that was a bit more universal.
I like that. And it definitely does not put you in a box, because with Technica, people are like, I wonder what they do. So like your possibilities are endless. Let's talk about your mission. What is the mission behind Technica? And would you say that it's tied to your passion, Lisa?
Definitely is tied to my passion. I mean, as I said before, I was an environmental science reporter. Supporting the planet is my number one priority. And so I use my, you know, the talents that I have to do my part, right? And so our mission is to support companies that are in the startup phase in the energy transition and give them really high quality PR support that comes from a journalistic perspective. Something that I learned very early on working at the big agency was that my colleagues who had never worked in a newsroom really struggled to pitch their clients and get coverage for them. Whereas I found it actually rather simple. And I attribute a lot of that to the fact that I was a reporter. I know what it's like to sell a story to an editor, and I know what you need to do that. And so here at Technica, we're not yes people, we're yes and people. So a client says, hey, I want us to put out this story and I want it in the New York Times. Okay, yes, we can do that for you. And this is what it's going to take on your side of the table to get that reporter interested. And then we'll help you come up with those elements to make sure that the news that we're putting out is going to be appealing to the reporters that you're looking to get coverage for.
Okay, awesome. I like how you say yes and, because the and part is encompassed of the work that you're requiring them to do, because then it truly becomes a partnership. It's not just all of your ideas, but it's also them having their individual ideas and they're adding it as a contributor as well as the collaboration to really create the synergy that you guys are trying to drive home to capitalize on the traction that they're trying to bring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. It really demonstrates to them that we're not just going to do everything they ask of us. And then, oh, shoot, it didn't work out. Gee, sorry, we did our best. Better luck next time situation. Like, no client wants to hear that. And also, no client wants to hear no. So you get a chance to create a collaborative experience with them so that they can understand that it's not just magic. Like PR media coverage, it's not this magical thing. It's actually quite, there's a process and a system to it, and it is repeatable if you know what those elements are that reporters need to get a story out there in the world.
Thank you for sharing that, Lisa. And thank you for just shooting it straight and just being direct, because people need to know you can't just say, I dream of a genie, and then bam, like. So let's talk about obstacles and failures. And the reason why I want to talk about obstacles and failures is because it's so important as well that we learn what the obstacles were and we learn how you grew from the failures to give you the amount of success that you see today. And it's so important to just put that out there, because some people may be on the outside looking in and be like, oh, look at Lisa's life. She's over here doing business. She's doing business well, but they don't see the behind the scenes where you had to struggle, where you fell, and then you had to get back up and keep on going. So I think it's so important to just put that out there along with the glamour stuff later on, because it's the hard seasons that made you appreciate the glamour that you have now.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So obstacles and failures. So there was a time early on in Technica's life that I was so, because it was just me and maybe one or two other assistants helping me, but really it was just all me. And so I got, three really big clients, and I was super excited. And I just wanted to do the work. I just wanted to get my hands dirty and I want to like make them famous. And I was really hyper-focused on doing the client work. And thus I was not out there priming the pump of the new sales pipeline. And of course, like doing the work for the clients was a lot more fun than, you know, trying to go out there and sell myself and meet strangers. Cause at that time I didn't really like networking, but I'm a lot better at it now. Anyway, so, over the course of 3 months, all of those clients disappeared for different reasons, not anything related to our work. Like one company was getting sued, and so all the money had to go to that. Another client was acquired by a bigger company, and so they didn't need our services anymore because we helped them get acquired, which was a really great, you know, it was really great for them, but we put ourselves out of a job, right? So all of a sudden, like, had no income coming in. And I learned, and it, you know, it didn't take long, like maybe 4 or 5 weeks of really focusing and to get the sales pipeline moving again. But those were some scary times. And I learned, my lesson from that was like, you never, ABC, always be, you know, always be closing, always be selling, and never stop, because you just never know in any consulting industry, you just never know what's going to happen with your clients. And, you know, they might go away and it would be of no fault of your own.
Do you think that with COVID, do you think that's one of your obstacles now in business, or do you just look past that? Because obviously there are a lot of businesses that shut down during the pandemic, and there's a lot of businesses that built their business and scaled up beyond what they even thought, you know, thought was possible in the pandemic. So you see two opposing viewpoints here.
Mm-hmm. Well, they often say that businesses that are started during recessions are stronger than ones that are started during boom times. And that's like Technica was started in a recession. And so you start companies that start in very tough economic times are often more, what's the word I'm looking for? They're more robust. And when you're building a business, you want to make sure you can thrive in both types of economic cycles, because there will always be both economic cycles. Like, it's never always going to be boom, and it will not always be bust, but you will go up and down, and you need to be able to navigate those and be recession proof. Technica actually thrived during the pandemic because companies recognized that they needed to maintain their momentum and their brand awareness, even though we were going through this experience. And now with the Biden administration, there's a lot of money coming into the space. So we have grown like 64% in the past 18 months. And so that is really one of our big, I wouldn't call it an obstacle. It's more like growing pains, but it is. It's like, I've already replicated myself a couple times and used a lot of we have a very strong emphasis on systems and processes. Now, there's nothing to say that you can't work outside the system or go beyond the process that's been established. But at least everybody at the company understands this is how we do things. And we're also going to improve how we do things over time. And this allows us to bring in new people and get them up to speed very quickly into the work that we're doing, because let's face it, a lot of people don't have energy experience. They don't have experience in the clean energy space, but they know PR. And so if you can get them really quickly ramped up in terms of how you operate, then they can focus on really learning the industry, and then they can thrive with us on the team. So that is one of our big obstacles right now, is scaling and basically replicating, taking the knowledge that's in my brain and making it transferable to other people.
Thank you so much for sharing that, Lisa. And I really do appreciate you being vulnerable there and really just talking about the obstacles and just owning your truths to let the listeners know, who are business owners, who are, you know, scaling their business, or who are just thinking about going into business, to know it's not always going to be easy, but as long as you work at it, you have that grit, you have that resilience, you tap in even when you're afraid, and you just make that leap, then you could figure everything else out along the way. But to also be willing to accept feedback and et cetera. And now let's jump over to the fun stuff, success.
Okay.
So what is your proudest moment since you have been running Technica? And would you say it has been your most successful moment?
Our proudest moment. Well, we've won a series of awards recently for the work that we've done. And so there's like a PR Daily Award, or You know, I was named recently one of the top women in PR as an innovator in the innovator category. So the awards we've been winning have been pretty cool, and that's been great. But I think our proudest moments are really when our clients get acquired. And so we've had that happen twice. And both times the PR work that we did for them it took less than a year. So one company was purchased by GE within 11 months of working together. And so really that's and the other company, I think it was 9 months. Anyway, these are all companies that had great stories, but they weren't talking about their stories. And so we helped them do that. So they had already done a lot of the work by getting good clients and customers and having great product. And then we pushed that out into the world and they got the attention they needed and they got swooped up by a big company. And those are our proudest moments is when that happens, because then you really know the work that you've been doing all this time is really paid off in a big way for some people. And so those are, I'd say, when that stuff happens, but also anytime you get really good coverage for a client and they're happy about it and they're really excited and they share it around, like even that's a proudest moment because these are the accolades that they've been looking for. And this is the stuff that you told them you would get for them. And so to be able to deliver that and for them to be able to use that in a business, activities to get the investment or to finally close that new customer or what have you, like that's really good payoff.
That is amazing. And that also goes into your success too, because it's like you did the work, the client got recognized, now the client is acquired. And then whenever they look back, they'll say, had it not been for Lisa and her business, I wouldn't be where I am now. So that goes into your success bucket. And it's a win-win for all because you took your background experience, you put that into creating a business. Now you're scaling up your business and you're helping other people scale up their business and get the traction that they deserve. So it's like, as you were talking about it, you could just see that your eyes were lighting up, the big old smile on your face. And it's like, yes, that's like your purpose right there. Like, this is why I do what I do. So if you had to give some tips and advice, I want you to dig deep here. So think about your younger self when you were working for somebody else and you weren't in your own business. And now you're in your own business and you are really becoming who you want to be and you're making that impact. What tips would you give to your younger self as well as someone who is wanting to go in business, that person who is in business but hit a plateau and they're just stuck, and then that person who wants to scale up?
Mm-hmm. What advice? So Technica really scaled up, I would say, about 4 years ago when Julian Adler, my lovely fiance and business coach, did a spreadsheet for me and said, see, look, here's all your revenue and here are your expenses. And if we just add one more person who's like you, who could do this work, we can have this many more clients. And look, I can add another person. Now we can have this much revenue. And for me, seeing all of that on paper really helped open my mind to the possibility of building Technica beyond a lifestyle business, beyond just to maintain, my own lifestyle and to really build it into something special, even more special than it was. Right. But I wasn't going to do that work. I wasn't going to put together a spreadsheet, right? Because was not great with spreadsheets. I really love spreadsheets now, but I did not like them then. And so he sort of guided me to show me like, see, this is how the numbers work. And so I would say my first advice would be, do not be afraid of that budget and playing around with that budget to see how you can improve it and bring on other people. My other piece of advice is actually, you don't want to farm out work if you yourself cannot complete it. Because it's very difficult to oversee other people to do a job if you yourself don't understand how to do that job. Okay. And once you yourself know how to understand that, how to do that job, whatever that task is, then you write it down. You write down a system, you write down a process. And then that's a definitive, objective document that you can use to work and oversee the other person. Now, that doesn't mean that you're not going to improve that process over time, because life is dynamic. But at least everybody has a starting place. And if you want to scale something, you need to get people on quickly. And you need to have things that they can review to understand very quick, because you don't have time to educate everybody right when you're a business owner. You need people to be self-educated as much as possible. And beyond that, if you really want to scale something and sell it, you absolutely need these processes and systems in place, because what else is somebody going to buy?
Absolutely.
If you're a service business.
Absolutely. Those are some amazing business nuggets and gems that someone could definitely gravitate to and apply in either starting their business, scaling up their business, or just really looking at the grand scheme of things. And I always tell people, you don't know what you don't know. And sometimes you have to write things down so you could visualize it and reflect upon it versus keeping everything in your head. And don't always play it safe, because playing it safe is not going to help you win the game.
You play it smart though.
So Lisa, I want you to tell the listeners once again who you are, the name of your business, and how they could connect with you and your business on social media.
Oh, Lisa Ann Pinkerton, Technica Communications founder and CEO. My name's all over the internet, so if you can't find me, then you must not be using Google. So, Lisa Ann Pinkerton on LinkedIn is probably the best way to get me. That's probably the social media platform that I use the most.
Awesome. And for those of you who are interested in learning how to spell Pinkerton, it's P-I-N-K, like the color pink, E-R-T-O-N, Pinkerton, Lisa Ann Pinkerton, mm-hmm, with Technica Communications. And all of her information will be in the show notes. So once again, I want to thank you so much for listening to How I Scale Service podcast. And you just heard Lisa Ann Pinkerton with Technica Communications. Make sure you plug in with her and scale your business up the clean way.
Caitlin here. Thank you so much for listening to the How I Scaled Service podcast. If you're a business owner who has successfully scaled their business to multiple six figures or more, and you would like to be on this program, visit risingranksdigital.com/apply. And if you got something out of this interview, I would love for you to share it with your network. Just do a quick screenshot with your phone and text it to a friend or post it on your social channels. If you know someone that would be a great guest, make sure to tag them to let them know about the show and include the hashtag #HowIScaledService. I love seeing your posts and your guest suggestions. We are regularly putting out new episodes and content. To make sure you don't miss any episodes, go ahead and subscribe. Your thumbs up, ratings, and reviews go a long way to help promote the show and truly mean a lot to my team and me. Want to stay in our world? Go to our website, risingranksdigital.com, or follow me on LinkedIn at Caitlin Strumpel, Facebook at Rising Ranks Digital, and Instagram at Caitlin Strumpel. Thanks for listening, and we will see you next time.